Welcome to your daily devotional, August 19th, Coming with Clouds, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. This verse is one of many which speak of the fact that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. The first time, he came to solve our sin problem by paying its price for us. The second time, he shall come to set up his messianic kingdom on earth. Consider these other verses from Scripture, written for the comfort of the believers who look forward to his second coming. Luke records these words at Jesus' ascension. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. And we find that in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Paul, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, writes the following words to believers in Thessalonica who were concerned about the fate of those believers who died a physical death before Jesus came back and what might happen to them if the Lord came back while they were alive. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. That's what we're doing today in this devotional. You know, yesterday afternoon as I was driving home, I looked at the beautiful blue sky with all of the clouds that God created for beauty and to water the earth. And I just could not help but wonder what it would be like if Jesus descended and came down with those clouds to carry me to my eternal home. It reminded me of our three texts. When you look at the clouds, may you consider with me the wonders of the Savior, even as you look forward to his return.